This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Health Seekers, a show where two mortal men with extraordinary curiosity and decades of experience work on your behalf to seek truth in the overlapping realms of body, mind, and spirit. The goal? Empowering you to achieve the highest levels of excellence. Dr. Dan Pompa, renowned expert in cellular health, and longtime health and fitness expert Phil Kaplan come together for a show that demands your full attention. Join Dan, Phil, and guests from around the planet sharing enlightenment and insight, all aimed at the best you've ever seen. This is an interactive broadcast. Call in with thoughts, questions, or comments. Now, Dr. Dan Pompa and Phil Kaplan turning on the heat, kicking up the dust, and finding the truth you deserve.
I'm giving you power. That's our gift to you. Power. You hang out with us every week because we're going to empower you. We're going to empower you to make better choices so that you live a better life. And really, that's what this comes down to, making better choices. And I think part of the challenge is you don't always know what the right choice is because there's a lot of conflicting information out there. Hey, Dr. Pompa, we've seen this happen in the diet world, in the food world, you know, what's good and what's bad, and we've spoken about that. But things shift, and sometimes what we think is good is not good, and what we think is bad is really the good, and it becomes very confusing. Mm-hmm. And I think part of the reason we shift is because science is morphing and changing and learning, and that's what science is, right? It's an evolution, and we're making a best guess. But another reason is there are a lot of people out there perpetuating lies, and that's the truth. There are a lot of people out there perpetuating lies for their own agenda. They will say that a certain product is better than other products because they're making money by selling that product. No. So it's hard today, and especially with the internet, because when people search for information, the marketers are artistic at making marketing or advertising appear to be science. So it's really hard. And Dr. Pompa, one of the areas that I think people are very confused is in this world of environmental toxins. You know, right. It's hard to believe that our environment, the air that we breathe that gives us life, can actually make us sick because of what man has done. Can you just sort of speak to that? I mean, you think I'm in my own world out here, or are you with me on this?
No. Hey, look, you know, I've got a box, two boxes of files next to me of people who got sick, many of them with this topic of mold and mold illness, or aka biotoxic illness, sounds even more deadly. However, most people would know it as mold illness. You know, Phil, there's a lot of controversy here. You know, my view on it, and we could talk about where the controversy comes from. Look, I think this is an evil thing. You know, I come from my perspective, you know, that I really believe, you know, in the Bible, it talks about mold as this evil thing. I really believe that it is. I mean, Leviticus 14, I mean, it's very specific. God tells his people what to do if they, you know, meet this nasty toxin. I mean, come on, Phil, how many toxins are talked about in the Bible and we were warned about? This is not an average toxin. So my point is this, is that no wonder there's so much controversy over it. I have talked to experts, Phil. Experts, they say that there's no harm in mold. Mold doesn't make people sick. And yet I have file after file next to me with story after story about how their life was normal. And then this happened. And then how their life changed after that. So for me, Phil, very passionate, very emotional topic here today.
It is, obviously, because what's interesting is I hadn't mentioned mold yet. I was talking about the environment and the air, and you went right to mold, but I understand why. Because, you know, this is a part of your life. Is you're a healer, and you're helping people get well, and they're coming to you unwell, and you're finding consistencies. So regardless of what you might have read or heard, when you're looking at this person got sick and lived in a moldy house, this person has the same bizarre symptoms, and then you start to get into the hundreds of people, and then you start to research and get into the thousands of people, and then you recognize that there are millions of people, you start to go, you know, I don't care what other people say. This is really a scary thing. And well, Dr. Papa, I am thankful for mold for a number of reasons. One is wine. Another is penicillin. Another is cheese, right? Beer. I happen to like mushrooms. So, you know, fungus and mold has its place. But I've been to the dark side. I've seen the underbelly of the mold. I've seen what happens when this insidious compound that lives, this insidious organism, gets into the human body. I've seen it. I'm thankful for it because if it weren't for mold, I don't know that you and I would be doing the show. I don't know that I would have ever met you. But I will tell you this. It was by far, it was the prompt for what was the worst chapter in a very good life. I mean, my life has been wonderful until I met mold, and it turned things around, not in a good way. So I'm sitting here with you right now, and when I said we're going to empower people, give people power, we got to give them awareness. And it, listen, here, this is what the intention is not. The intention is not to scare everybody. You know, if you feel fine, we don't want to scare you. But if you're feeling weird symptoms, and nobody's able to identify what it is, and you live in an area where there's a lot of humidity, or you work in an office where there's a funny smell, and I can give you lots of warning signs, then you want to listen carefully to what we're talking about here today. When you said that you have files and folders and all of these, you know, people, clients, patients who've gone through this experience, is there a consistent thread that you kind of shake your head now and go, I have a feeling I know where this is going? Is there something they say to you or some way they come at you that you have a suspicion this is another mold case?
Yeah, I mean, you know, mold brings with it a host of different symptoms that are typical to neurotoxins, like, you know, I can't sleep, I have anxiety. You know, but mold carries with it some bizarre things, right? I mean, you get these bizarre symptoms that you hear. Like, I've got all of a sudden this radiating numbness down this hand and this, you know, and now I have joint pain and I never had it before. And, you know, so there's a lot of weird neurology associated with it. And there's a lot of different pain symptoms that come and go that are associated with it. Inability to sleep is another one that is common to other neurotoxins. But here's another one. All of a sudden, people gain weight. Their hormones shift so fast that they lose muscle, gain fat, can't figure out why they're gaining weight, and they can't lose it either. And, you know, Phil, I have to say this, you know, as we're moving down this. You know, I didn't take the bait on the air thing for a reason. You know, it's like it's psychologically, I have a major pet peeve here because politically, and you know, listen, folks, you know, You may not like me for this comment, but I'm okay with it. Politically, I'm not big on all the attention that the outside air gets. Now, look, I'm for clean environment. I am. I'm dealing with people every day that have environmental illnesses, okay? However, when you mention air, my mind goes to indoor air because today the outside air is cleaner. I mean, back at the turn of the century, my gosh, you know, the air was black in certain cities because of the industrial age. Today, the air is cleaner outside, and yet the political focus is on the outside air. Nobody is talking about inside air because according to the EPA, according to every test done, 4 to 10 times more toxic the indoor air than the worst day in Los Angeles, you know, on a given day. So, I mean, that's the reality. Our indoor air is what's poisoning us. And oftentimes, it is mold, and it's because of the way we're building buildings. We'll talk about more about that. But yes, Phil, these classic symptoms, you know, no doubt you start to see them, you know, and people's lives get ruined. And it's hard for me to watch.
I want to read you something from the director of the Allergy and Clinical Immunology Division at the University of Texas Medical School. That sounds pretty impressive and like somebody we should trust, right?
Yeah, it sounds official.
Okay, so I'm going to just kind of scroll down because I don't want to read the whole thing, but the point of this is that it's a lot of scare tactic and nonsense. So it gets to the point midway through the article where it says, here are some facts about mold. When we come back, I'm going to share some of the fact, what he lists as facts, and I'm going to challenge everyone, because I'm going to tell you this. Just because somebody in an article says it's a fact doesn't mean it's a fact. These are not facts. Dr. Pop and I will be back with lots of facts right here on Health Seekers Radio. We'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hey, Dr. Papa, we started down a little bit of a musty path today. We started talking about mold, and, you know, it does become very emotional because I know it's been a really ugly chapter for me in my life, and thankfully I came out the other side, but I think a lot of people haven't yet. And I say that because I was never a mold expert. I only became an expert by living it. And that's when people started finding me and reaching out to me. And, you know, the stories, I mean, look, I've never held myself up as anything more than a fitness guy. But all of a sudden, I became the go-to guy for mold when people hear, you got to talk to this guy. And I pass them along to you, you know, because you're the one who could help them. But the frustrating part is they all have such similar stories.
Yeah.
And they all feel isolated because nobody's helping them. And I get it. I really do get it. So before the break, I was referencing an article that was written by somebody who appears to be very critical, and it asks and answers questions. So here's one. Is mold harmful to people? Can molds cause memory loss, fatigue, or brain damage? For most people, the answer is a resounding and hopefully reassuring no. With an exclamation mark. So I want you to imagine the person who's experiencing memory loss, fatigue, and brain damage searching on the internet, finding this article from somebody with a very credible title, and now they're hearing, oh, no, it's not the mold. Then number one, it's scary to them because what could it possibly be? And number two, they don't know where to go next because they don't have any solution. And then it says, and what about the dreaded toxic mold? The term itself seems to have been manufactured to arouse panic and fear among people. Some molds do produce mycotoxins, but these are only of concern in the agriculture and food industries.
Wow. Who wrote this? I mean, should I ask? I mean, where does this come from? I'm telling you, it's evil in nature.
Yeah, and I really don't believe that whoever wrote this, and I can't give you his name, but I don't believe he's an evil guy. I don't know him, but I don't think he wrote it with ill intent. I think this is really what he believes.
It's crazy. Yeah, I'm not saying he's evil intent. I'm saying, but, you know, it's used. Evil uses this. You know, I'm telling you, you know, mold is not the average toxin. I put it in there in the three big boy, you know, who have heavy metal molds.
Listen, should you pay for a mold test? No. The nation's most reputable experts, including the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and the reigning mold expert from Harvard School of Public Health, do not support home mold testing. Remember, in a place with high humidity, you will find mold in virtually 100% of homes. If you see or smell mold in your home, clean it up, stop the source of water. It's that simple.
That could not be worse advice right there.
Yeah, I know. And believe me, I'm just scanning through this article. So, I really feel it important at the beginning. I said we're going to give people power, and power comes with truth. And this, whether it is misinformation or disinformation, whether it's intentional or not, and I said it was written by the director of the Allergy and Clinical Immunology Division at the University of Texas Medical School in Houston. You know, that sounds like a pretty credible title. It's just wrong. It is absolutely 100% wrong. So this is the risk. The risk is many people who are sick with mold appear crazy. And I remember when I first met you, I told you stories of people I've met, you know, who are very sick from toxins. And I said to you, I don't know if they're crazy people who got sick or sick people who got crazy, but they're crazy, right? I mean, they are ultimately coming across as if they're crazy. And I understand it, and I really believe they're sick people who got crazy because they weren't able to find a solution, and nobody offered them help. And now when they go to the so-called experts, the experts look at them and go, well, you need some Xanax, right? You need something to calm you down. And at a certain point, they really just appear to be off the deep end. So the risk is I don't want to be lumped into that category, and that's why I think it's really important that people recognize, you know, research us, look us up. We're not coming from a place of scare tactics. We're coming from a place of science, where Dr. Pop has helped people at the cellular level, I've helped them at the physical level, and we have a pretty good awareness of what's going on out there. But this issue is something I speak to personally because I got sick.
Yeah.
So I can keep reading, you know, from this article, the facts that are not facts, but you get the picture. There's a lot of information posted on the internet that claims that there's really no reason to be afraid of this thing called mold. I don't want you to be paranoid. You know, I don't want you to run if you see mold on a fruit that's in your house. But I want you to realize that if you're getting sick, if things are weird, if your brain's not functioning the way it used to, and if there's some suspicion that there may be mold in your environment, I say check it out and check it out and check it out until you get an answer. So, you know, my experience, you know, Dr. Pompa, you know me well, and you know that I'm a guy who doesn't stop at the first answer, right? Now, had I been that guy, I would have stopped many times because people were assuring me, no, 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 it's mold. No, it's not mold. It's in your head. You know, no, don't worry about it. There's mold everywhere. I mean, I heard that constantly. And what happened to me was I had an office with a warehouse and a conference room and a personal training studio. It was almost like a compound with a big warehouse space in the back. And I had lots of products and books and tapes and nutritional supplements. And I had a staff. And Hurricane Wilma in 2005 came along and literally blew the roof off of my office. So long story short, the building wound up getting flooded. And I don't know where it is because I've literally lost everything from that time because everything became contaminated. But I had video the first time I walked into that office, and it was just amazing after the damage. I mean, it was horrible. It was heartbreaking. Every single thing was destroyed. And, you know, my intention and my only thought was I can fix this. That's it. I can fix this, right? And I called my attorney. And my attorney's been a friend for a lot of years, and he's done some mold cases. And he said to me, Phil, listen to me, never go back in that building. Now, at the time, I'm very, very fit. I'm very, very healthy. I didn't listen to him.
Oh.
I said, nah, Roy, come on.
Yeah,
I'm going to fix this thing. You know, I'm going to fix this. And at the time, you know, you'd stand out on the street and you'd see white vans with ladders on them and you'd flag people down because everybody needed help after the hurricane, you know, and you'd offer them money. And you know, I need people to tear out my drywall and tear out my carpet because I knew enough to know it's rotting. It stinks in there.
You're flagging down like warriors for the weekend. You know, these guys are wanting to make some extra cash.
Yeah, they would come from other states, seriously, because there was so much work down here. So that's what I'm doing. I'm paying them. And then, you know, as we're working an insurance claim, so they're coming in and they're tearing the stuff out. And stupid me, I'm in there. I'm in there supervising. And so everything that's being stirred up is going right into my lungs. And so it went for a course of 3 months, because then it came to a point where we got the insurance claim approved, and now we had real contractors come in, and they did the cleanup, and then they rebuilt everything, and it looked beautiful. And I had the most beautiful office that I ever imagined, and that's when I developed a cough. And it wasn't a regular cough. It was a cough that would come out of nowhere. Like, you know how sometimes you could feel a cough coming on and you just kind of stifle it, or you step outside. This just showed up. It was like, boom. And it would come from deep in my lungs, and it would go on for about a minute and a half, and it felt like my lungs were going to come out. And then it would stop. It wasn't continuous. So it was bizarre. And my first stop was to the allergist. Because I suspected mold, I did. There was water damage, and I was developing a bizarre cough, respiratory issues I never had before.
No.
And the allergist gave me, his diagnosis, and I'll tell you what it was when we came back, but I'll tell you what, it wasn't the right one. This is Phil Kaplan, Dr. Daniel Pompa, sharing some information today that may save some lives. We're talking about mold on Health Seekers Radio. We'll be back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria.
Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I can't help but saying what I end up saying every week. Time goes too quickly because we talk about a topic that is really emotional. You know, we want to share more and more and more information. And I'm feeling we're at the halfway mark, you know, and it's kind of like we're running this race. And so I want to make sure we get out whatever information we can. And what we're talking about is mold. And I was starting to share a little bit of what I went through. Because I lived it. And right before the break, I said my first stop after my office was damaged by a hurricane, not damaged, really wiped out, you know, flooded by a hurricane. My first stop was to an allergist. And he did some tests and, you know, he stuck the pins in my back and very nice guy, really nice guy. I mean, I'd go out and have a beer with him. He seems like a really good guy. And he sits down with me and very casually and he goes, well, you're allergic to cats and dust. I just sat there and kind of looked at him. He goes, yeah, that's it. I go, that's it? That's my diagnosis, and that's what I get? He goes, yeah. He goes, that's you're allergic to cats and dust. I go, okay. I go, well, something's making me sick lately, and I have this horrible cough, and I can't imagine that there are cats, like, lurking around my life that I don't know about. You know, I can't imagine that. You know, and dust, I don't know. I mean, all right, I'm allergic to dust, but I don't think there's so much dust anywhere in my life that... He goes, well... You do have a respiratory issue. I go, yeah. He said, you have to go to a pulmonologist. And he gives me a card, the pulmonologist. So I go to a pulmonologist. The pulmonologist, also a very nice guy. We do all of these tests. You know, I'm breathing into tubes. And really, I really liked him. And then he gives me the diagnosis. And he says, you're testing as if you have emphysema. And I said, listen, I'm an athlete. I was riding my bike 20 miles a pop. There's no way I have emphysema. He goes, well, you're testing as if you do. And he gives me two inhalers and two prescriptions. You know, he gives me like the samples, you know, and then the prescriptions so I could fill them. One was for albuterol, an inhaler for albuterol, which is a bronchodilator.
Great.
And the other was for a corticosteroid.
Ah, symptom covering.
Yeah. So, you know, I started to cough, and right away I grabbed the albuterol, and I did it. And it didn't stop the cough, but worse yet, I felt horrible for about an hour after. I just felt jittery and uncomfortable, and I just threw both of them away. I said, this can't be it. This can't be it. But that was the beginning of the odyssey that took me through years trying to find out what was wrong. And there were so many mysteries. For example, I had a staff, and none of them were sick. So I kept telling myself, well, it really can't be the office if I'm the only one who's sick. How come they're not? Little did I know, I found out years later, that in the next office over, the one attached to me in the building, the people I really didn't know, two other people were getting just as sick. I had no idea. I had no contact.
I didn't know that. I didn't hear this part of the story. Interesting.
Yeah. And the way I found out is they wound up having a lawsuit, and they called me. And they asked, you know, has anybody in your office gotten sick? I said, whoa, what do you mean? You know?
Me.
So all of a sudden, kindred spirits here. So it went on, and I went from doctor to doctor to doctor to doctor, and I won't bore you with everyone, but it really became like an odyssey. It really became like a Wizard of Oz kind of thing. You know, where do I go next? And everybody gave me some kind of diagnosis, but nobody gave me an answer. But in the meantime, my symptoms were getting worse and worse and worse. So the cough actually went away, and then it became something else. Then it became, I kept missing my exit. Somehow my head wasn't working right. You know, I'd pick up the phone and make a call, and I'd forget who I was about to call. I would park my car and kind of forget where I am for a moment. I mean, it was, and this wasn't typical for me. And I thought, something's really wrong. And as it continued, I started to develop a little tremor, and then it became a severe tremor. And then my coordination was completely off. Like if I wanted to reach for something on a table, I'd miss.
There's those neurological bizarre things that I talked about right there.
Yeah, and here's the bizarre part. I would get symptoms, like I would lay in bed and the bottoms of my feet would cramp so painfully. I mean, the soles of my feet would cramp up to the point that I had to get out of bed and try to like stretch it out. And sometimes it would go into my calf. And insane. Yeah. You know, so of course I started potassium and drinking more water and just thinking maybe I'm dehydrated. I had bugs crawling all over my skin. Now, here's where it gets weird, because you go to a doctor, and there were really no bugs on my skin, but I would feel them. I would feel bugs on my skin.
It's neurological, yeah.
I started to feel drops of water on my face, and I'd look in the mirror. I go, there's nothing there, but I'm feeling it. I mean, crazy stuff like that. So this is why I say there's sick people who got crazy. Yeah. And it really started to go in that direction. So now when I go to a doctor and they'd go, what's wrong? It was different than I have a cough. Like that they could understand.
Yeah.
But if I go, well, my feet are cramping, I'm missing my exit, and there are bugs on my skin, they would kind of put me in the loony bin, you know, list. They go, okay, here's somebody who needs some medication to calm him down because he's nuts, right? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I landed, I don't know if I told you this part of the story, I was in O'Hare Airport. I had just shot a video. I felt really bad about it because I have a great memory. And whenever I would shoot videos, I'd memorize everything. I'd look at it and I'd go, okay, got it, you know, and I would do it. And this particular time, I was having a lot of trouble. And they said I was doing a great job, but relative to what I normally do, I was struggling to remember lines and to remember points. But I shot the video. I was glad we got through it. And I was flying home through O'Hare Airport, and I literally walked into a pole, like a wall, you know, a beam. I walked, bam, right into it. And I don't remember walking into it. I just remember waking up. I was on the ground, and there's a little golf cart kind of ambulance, and all these people are standing around me. And, you know, when I got up, I mean, I felt shaken, but I didn't want to go to a hospital, and I just kind of reassured everybody. I sat there for a few minutes, and I said, I'm okay, I'm okay. I happened to miss my flight, and I was sitting at a gate, and I met a woman, a nice woman from Boston. We started talking, and her father was a doctor of Eastern medicine and also Western medicine. He was from India, but he'd also become a doctor here in the United States. And she called him, and she suggested that I get a book called Mold Warriors. Now, what's the likelihood of that meeting happening, right?
Yeah.
So right there, I ordered the book, and I got it the next day. And it was written by Dr. Richie Shoemaker and Dr. Schaller.
Yeah.
And I read it, and it said in the book, cramping of feet, a sensation of skin crawling. I mean, every single thing I had, it was right there. It was so validating for me. And it was all about mold. And it told stories of people who had mold, who'd been to every doctor, and nobody could diagnose it correctly. So I wanted to go see at least one of these two doctors. Well, Dr. Shoemaker was in Pocomoke City, Maryland, which to me is middle of nowhere. Dr. Shallow was in Naples. It's right across the state. It's a quick drive across Alligator Alley. I live in South Florida. So I went to see Dr. Shallow. And just suffice it to say, it was a mistake. I wasted a lot of money. I did not get proper care. And I felt like he was completely milking me. And I called Dr. Shoemaker, and he answered the phone, which is strange because he told me he never answers the phone. But it was like 5 o'clock. His office staff was leaving. I called. He picked up the phone. I said, "Is this Dr. Shoemaker?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "Dr. Shoemaker, I just want to ask you one simple question. I think I'm very sick from mold. I just went to Dr. Schaller. Will I get the same treatment from you that I got from him?" And he said, "Tell me what the treatment was you got from him." And I told him, and he said, "No, come up here. But first, you have to fill out my information packet." And he sent me by email a book to fill out. But I'm so thankful for it. Anyway, so Dr. Shoemaker was the doctor who diagnosed me correctly. And after a course of a certain protocol that he uses, within 10 days, all of my symptoms were gone. 10 days. So imagine if I had not met that woman at the airport, or imagine if I had listened to the doctor and taken the inhalers. And along the way, I was misdiagnosed with Parkinson's. Imagine if I had accepted that diagnosis and stopped looking. So this is why I want people to know, if you think you're sick from mold and other people are telling you you're not, put your hands over your ears and scream really loud and keep looking, because you've got to find somebody like Dr. Pompa or Dr. Shoemaker, somebody who's going to give you the answer. And, man, I learned a lot about mold remediation and how to fix it. And that becomes an entire science in itself. As a matter of fact, Kevin Sutherland is not famous. But after being through a lot of people who took advantage of the situation, you know, here's a guy who has mold and wants to have it remediated, I was charged $6,000, $8,000. He did a horrible job. I finally met this guy. He's very humble, but he's truly an expert, and he does tremendous mold remediation. And he's my go-to guy, because I never want to be in a mold environment again. Yeah. Never.
Yeah,
so
never.
When we come back, let's offer some people some strategies in case, you know, they're nodding their heads going, "This is me. This is me. I'm going through this."
Yeah, absolutely. When we get back.
Health Seekers Radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices.
viruses right against our bodies every day.
But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices.
The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, here we go, running the race of today's show, knowing that the clock is moving and we're almost out of time. And, you know, we shared a little bit of information about mold, you know, and it's really a scare, appropriately. People should be scared of mold. If you have mold in your house, if you smell it, if you see it, if you have an awareness, you got to get rid of that mold. Yeah. And I think the most important thing is when people call me now, this is really hard. Now, we've spoken about this on a prior show, but people call and they go, I've been really sick and I'm getting headaches and, you know, I'm getting brain fog. And they just, we were doing a renovation in the bathroom and they removed the cabinet and there's all this mold, you know, in there. And I say, okay, here's what you do. Get out of the house. No. Oh, no, no, they're fixing it. I go, okay, they should fix it. But right now, get out of the house. They don't. Now, I understand it because what did I tell you about when my lawyer said never go back in that building, right?
Yeah.
But had I to do over again, I never would have gone back in that building. I mean, I wish I knew then what I know now. So what I'm saying to you is if you're in the early stages and you go, nah, I'm just have a little cough. It's no big deal. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. And the mold toxins are inhabiting your body and colonizing. They're finding a very, very nice home right inside you. And they do damage. And it is insidious. Mm-hmm. And insidious more so because most doctors won't identify what's going on. And it is progressive. So as soon as you identify a mold problem, the first thing you do is get yourself away from it. I don't care if you stay in a hotel. I don't care if you stay at your parents' house, your friend's house, your kid's house. Get away from that mold. I'm also going to say to you, if you're working in a moldy office and you're an employee, I feel this strongly enough about it. If they're not going to do anything about it, get another job. If your kid is in a moldy school, move your kid into another school. I mean, honestly, it is that bad. So, you know, Dr. Papa, we don't have enough time to really go through like the entirety of a protocol, but where do you start people? You know, when you do reach that point, you identify it, they really, and there are some tests, by the way, that will identify whether or not it really is mold. So it's not just a guess. There are some tests. But once you do that testing and you see some of their levels and you look at their experience and you have the conversation, where do you start in terms of making things better?
Yeah, exactly. Leviticus 14, I mentioned it earlier. Basically, it's you see this growing on your walls, then bring it to the expert and do this. If you still see it growing on your walls, get out. And basically burn the house down. I mean, you know, read Leviticus 14, pretty telling, but it really is what we have to do today. A lot of these homes, buildings, or burn downs, unfixable. However, sometimes it can be remediated. However, most of the time it's done wrong. And they come in and they just start cleaning. And folks, most of you will put Clorox on the stuff, and it makes it worse, actually, because the Clorox kills what's on top. But the water, which is, you know, most of what Clorox is, actually feeds the roots of the mold. So it actually supports the roots and kills the tops. Not a good situation. And it comes back stronger, bigger, badder when it looks like it's resolved. And the toxin that the Clorox gives off, people, and Phil, we would never have time to tell the whole story, right? But, you know, yeah, you went to Richie. He bound up the biotoxin, which was part of what we do today. You felt better. But in the wake of most neurotoxic illness, I said it with my condition with mercury, we both were left with chemical sensitivity. So those listening, if you have extreme chemical sensitivity, accelerated smells, like you can smell everything, and you could go into certain places or certain things happen, you have brain fog, irritability, most likely you have something called MCS, multiple chemical sensitivity, which comes in the wake of these big mold exposures. So think back, folks, did you have a mold exposure in the past and you still have things happening today? The answer could be yes. But so here's the point, is you want to do this correctly. Most don't, which they set up a negative containment. And I'm not going to go through the process. This is a whole nother show. We'll bring an expert on, Phil, one that's helped you. But you set up a negative air pressure so that the air is moving out and they contain the whole area before they go in there and start cleaning it and opening it up. Yes, get out of the house, number one. Number two, bring in experts that set up these containments with negative air pressure, utilizing the right things to clean it that won't make you more sick and chemically sensitive. So, I mean, that's just a brief understanding, hopefully, that there is a correct way, and most don't do it correctly. And then, Phil, real fast, you end up with having to get it out of the body correctly, and that's a whole nother, subject. Most do that wrong, too.
Yeah, you know, you said Richie, and just for anybody who may not know, Richie is Richie Shoemaker, Dr. Shoemaker. And when he was explaining it to me, he gave me a very good metaphor, and he said, it's kind of like getting blue ink out of a swimming pool. You can't just scoop it out. It's in there. So you have to, a little at a time, you know, clean out that bad water and put in some new water, and eventually it'll be gone. So it takes time. So you're going to, you said bind. You're going to bind those toxins and remove them from the body a little bit at a time. And that's the process. So there is no pill you take. Like, we're very used to being in a society where, oh, you have this, here's a pill. There is no pill. It is a process. And it's not a fun process. Sometimes there are uncomfortable side effects. I've seen many people go through really horrible side effects as they're removing toxins. But man, you got to get your health back. And there's no reason in the world to make peace with it. There's no reason in the world to be accepting of it. What I'm telling you is, if you're starting to feel any symptoms and you suspect there is mold, get out of the environment. I don't know if I can say that enough times or loudly enough, because I wish somebody forced me. I do.
Yeah,
I wish somebody came to me, grabbed me by the collar, pulled me out and said, do not go back in there or you will die. I wish somebody did that to me, because that's what I needed. I wasn't listening. I was so stubborn. I went right into the source of what became, you know, the greatest challenge I ever had in my life. So this is real, and it is a process, and you have to do every step of it the right way. Now, can you go back into your house once it's remediated? If the mold is completely remediated. But as Dr. Pappas said, he spoke about things like negative pressure and a containment. What that means is they build, it almost looks like a hazmat operation,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They come in and they enclose the entire room where the mold is.
Yeah.
And they use these giant air movers so that all of the air goes out of the house instead of going in. Why? Because once they start to stir up that mold, now we've got mold spores in the air, and they're going to be distributed throughout the whole house. So if they don't do a containment, what happens is now it looks like it's fixed. You go back into your house and you get sicker than ever, and this is where people say you're crazy, because you know, the mold was taken out. So it is insidious. It is operating beneath the level where you can see it, and I hope that you're listening enough so that if somebody in your life claims that they may be sick from mold and you've been a denier because you've looked it up and you've read some information, I'm telling you, this is real. All of this is real. You know, I mentioned, you know, sick people got crazy, and I talked about some of the things like the feeling bugs on my skin. But the chemical sensitivity is a whole nother level of crazy.
That's a whole show, Phil. That's a whole show.
Yeah. And I continue to meet people who have really, I'm going to say, lost their minds because they didn't get help. They really didn't. You know, can they come back? I hope so. But they're living in fear. I've met people who live in the desert. I've met people who live in the woods. You know, there are these communes where they live in porcelain trailers because they become afraid of the world. And I understand it. But it's not because they're crazy. Their behavior represents what a crazy person would do because nobody helped them. And these people desperately needed help. And Dr. Pompa, how long will it take? I mean, we could look at, you know, cigarettes and asbestos. How long will it take until people start to realize this is real?
Yeah. I wish I had the answer. I guess it'll take enough, sick people. I always say enough bodies piling up. You know, in this case, you know, when I was sick, Phil, and maybe you voiced the same thing, I said I would rather die than live another day like this. But it wasn't so simple. I envied people with cancer, and this doesn't minimize cancer by any means or those who have it. But I said if I had cancer, at least I would live or die, and I wouldn't have to stay like this. There was an end one way or the other. And that's how miserable it is. So, you know, it's a sad situation, Phil. And, you know, I have to say it's, you know, most people, when you say get out, you know, they're thinking, they're not even convinced their symptoms are that. Yeah, but Joe's not sick in the house, my husband, my son. There's genetic reasons for that, and there's other past neurotoxic exposures, reasons for why you're sick and they're not.
And there's one more factor. There's one more factor, and that is the amount of emotional stress you're carrying, because I hear you talk about
physical, chemical, emotional.
Yep, physical, chemical, emotional. It all adds up. So if you're kind of just near that tipping point and the rest of your family is not, all it takes is that one spark to send you over the edge.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry today went so fast because there's so much more I'd like to share. But the beauty of this is we come back next week, right?
Yeah. Wow.
Thank God. Check us out on healthseekersradio.com, by the way. You could listen to all of the archives. We'll be back next week. Phil Kaplan, Dr. Daniel Pompa, Health Seekers Radio. Bye-bye.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.